I'm Liam Spohr. To me, one of the most important things in Unitarian Universalism is that every person matters. Here's an example. In democracy, people vote. And every single one of the votes count in the elections. And from kids and to adults to older people, we all matter. In our religion, we accept all religions. And at my school, I have many Christian friends, and they ask me sometimes, "Are you Christian?" And I say, "No, I am a Unitarian Universalist. We accept all religions, and we unify with one another to make the world a better place."
This is a reading by Becca Lee. Dear human, you are beautiful and you are a treasure. Do not let them tell you otherwise. There is no right way to break, cope, and heal, so you must do so by any means that you can. You're not maladaptive, dysfunctional, or wrong. You are human. You're perfectly imperfect. You are learning, you are growing. You are forever becoming and are beautiful.
Being a Unitarian Universalist is freeing. Unlike other religions, I am allowed to think for myself. I get to advocate for change, for Black Lives Matter, and so much more. I get to think outside the box. I am not made to recite psalms. I am made to love and care for everyone, even people like Donald Trump. That for me is the hardest part about being a UU, accepting into your heart the people who have wronged you. Being a UU is powerful. It unites all of us, no matter who we are, to love each other. I'm so lucky to have grown up to be a Unitarian Universalist.
Hi, everyone. Sorry about that. My name is Olivia Bauer-Schimmick. And when I was little, the UU was one of the few places that I could be with kids and families who looked like mine, biracial, with either two moms or two dads. As a child and up until recently, I took for granted the love and acceptance the UU gave my family and I. Now that I'm older and have taken the identity class, I realize how much this church and its congregants work to make the world a better place. In my Wednesday classes, I met people who help others in so many different ways, whether it was fighting for immigrant rights, LGBTQ rights, women's rights, ending racial inequality, climate change, or homelessness. All of these incredible human beings were helping the people of their community in some way. From them, I learned that anyone can make a difference, and that you don't have to be rich or famous to do so. I'm so lucky to be a part of this congregation, and I know that I'm a better person because of it. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lily Altman, and I have a reading. Well, it's an excerpt of a reading called The Grout, written by Marcus Hartleaf, a UU minister in British Columbia. Unitarian Universalists are mosaic makers. We are a people who bring together the broken pieces of our histories and the shining pieces of our seeking, and piece by piece, create a mosaic religion. Our tree of life is found in the stories of our living tradition. The bead from a transformational moment of worship at a youth conference. The bit of paper stamped with the blazing emblem of the Unitarian Service Committee that saved lives during World War II. The button or patch on a backpack that proudly proclaims the first justice issue that lit our souls on fire. But our mosaic making tells another story too, one that is often more difficult to see, one that is essential to the purpose of religious community, one that lies not in the beautiful and broken bits and pieces, but in the grout. Grout, the chalky, gritty stuff that is squeezed between the cracks of tiles. In a mosaic, the grout holds the image together, unifying disparate pieces into a whole. The grout of a community takes years to lay and settle. Grout happens in board meetings and committee meetings and endless emails in slow-moving institutions. It is in weekly potlucks shared by neighbors, a ride to church, and coffee in the social hall after worship. While the folks who show up for church only on Christmas and Easter will hopefully enjoy the beauty of the mosaic they find, they may never know the power of the grout that holds us through all the seasons of life. We help to make the grout when we learn each other's names and when we reach out across generational divides. We help to make the grout when we show up on Sunday morning without having checked first to see if we're interested in the sermon topic. When a newborn arrives to be blessed by the community, it is the grout that enables us to welcome them. And it is in the grout that we rest when we gather to grieve and memorialize a beloved one who has died. Hold us, O grout.
Hi, I'm Adrian Seek. It's actually really hard to come up with one concrete answer to the question, what does it mean to be you? At least in my opinion. I started going to the fellowship when I was 5, so I don't remember any church before UU. I have no solid community experience that I can use to compare, but that's okay. What do I know to be true about Unitarian Universalism? Well, we have our principles, but I don't think that telling you what the principles are would really be enough of a description. I would describe Unitarian Universalism as an open-ended book or a journal. Something less concrete or factual, but in a comforting way. Something where you can keep writing, maybe erase and rewrite again, until it sounds right in your head. To me, it means learning to forgive myself, to be kinder to myself. That's what I fellowship. You to me means learning how to slow down and take a deep breath, to be grateful for the small joys, the simpler things. Being a UU to others has meant taking the time to have an open mind, breaking out of cycles of shame, learning what spirituality means to them, maybe just spending time in a community. And that's exactly what it is, you know? It's different for everyone. And I think that's why it's so hard to define what it means to be a UU, because there is no single sentence that encompasses the whole concept. Just that we can keep writing and learning and rewriting, changing, growing. What's unique about Unitarian Universalism is that there's nothing to achieve, no reward for being the ultimate UU, just the constant search for truth and meaning, as the principle says, the constant change and flow of experiences and meanings and belief. There is no last page in the book.